Zvachim Perik Yud Mishnah Zion 10:7. We wrap up this topic now. We say uvachulam, and with all the different korbanos that are eaten, as we said before in the Mishnah, hakohanim rishain lishanos b'achilasan. The kohanim are allowed to vary the way that it's eaten. La'achlan suluyim. They can eat them, the meat roasted like barbecue, shlukin, kind of overcooked like stewed like a cholent, let's say, umuvushalim, and also like roast like a pot roast. You're allowed to do whatever you want. The chiddush here is that since the pasuk says in Bamidbar Yudcheschas that lecha nasatim lemashcha, the korbanos are given to be enjoyed like in a royal way. So therefore, just as royalty eats things the way they want to eat it, you know, they do it the way they want. So too, the kohanim should eat the korbanos in the way that they want, whatever they like the most. Worth pointing out, this applies equally to the Yisraelim, meaning if a person, a non-Kohen, he brings his shlamim, he should eat the shlam the way that he wants, whatever he feels is, you know, most enjoyable and appetizing. And the chiddush here is even the Kohanim, we're talking about kodshei kodshim, they also can eat it the way that they want. Now, it's worth pointing out just for a second that there is a Gemara in Chulin, a Kuflam and Base, which says that the way that the Kohanim should eat it is specifically roasted with mustard. And that would sort of suggest a theory here. But the answer is that might be like the default way. In other words, all things being equal, there's like, I'll call it an objective, quote unquote, best way to eat the korbanos. The best way, like the most royal way, is like, you know, roasted meat with mustard. That's delicious. If the Kohen has an appetite for something different, he's certainly allowed to mix it up. And certainly if you're eating the same thing every night for the whole week as a Kohen, you're allowed to mix up if that's what you want to do. And that might be, in fact, as Tosas points out, the words lishanos b'achilasa means to like to change the way it's eaten, meaning that like in a standard way, ideal, so to speak, quote unquote, if you don't have a strong preference, the Torah tells you this is the best way to cook meat, you know, roasted with mustard, but you can mix it up if you want variety, and if you're a Kohen, you're likely to want variety, so therefore, because you're having it every night in a row, I'm saying, so you can do it however you want. Furthermore, it's permitted v'lases l'sochan tivlei chulin v'tivlei truma. You're allowed to add spices, you know, think pepper, to make it taste to your liking. Both if you're talking about spices, you know, condiments, seasonings that are chulin or truma. Now the chulin part is a chiddush, in as much as you're not supposed to bring chulin into the azar. You're not allowed to do that, but you're allowed to bring these non-consecrated spices for the sake of eating the meat. That is allowed. That's chiddush number one. And now the tivlei truma, the spices that are from truma produce, like make a truma, you know, pepper or something, or I don't know, olive oil, whatever the story is, that also would be permitted. And that's a chiddush. Divrei Reb Shimon Shin says permitted because you're allowed to do how you want, even though the adding the truma now, let's say you have a truma pepper, whatever it is, to the kudshim, what's going to happen is the kudshim has a very small time, you know, window of permissibility to eat it, just the rest of the day or maybe till tomorrow, depending on what kind of carbon is, but that's that, so just a day or two max. Whereas truma, before you know, truma is open-ended, there's no deadline really in terms of its consumption. And there's a separate mitzvah to protect truma from loss. There's a mishmeres of the truma. So here what's happening is you're essentially making the truma that if you pass the deadline of the meat, you're going to have to destroy the meat, and the truma is destroyed with it. So the question is, are you allowed to sort of jeopardize, put the truma at risk? So here Rabbi Shimon says, yes, it's not a problem. This is really Rabbi Shimon, the Shita. So you recall back in Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel, he had said, if you have, you know, two animals that are mixed up, and one's an asham, and one is a shlamim, so he says, no big deal, just treat it with the stricture of the asham, and it's fine. The problem there, of course, was that you're basically making a shorter time frame, which you can eat the meat, because shlamim is 2 days, whereas the asham is 1 day, essentially. But he says, okay, it doesn't matter. But that's not the halacha, and here we're going to have, again, Reb Meir Tzegur, Reb Meir Omer, lo yitin lesochan tavlei truma. He says, no, you may not put truma into the kadsha meat to season it, because shlo yavi es a truma le de psul, because then you're making it more probable that there's a possibility now the truma will have to be destroyed if the meat is left, you know, lina, you know, past the deadline. Once it becomes nosar, it has to be destroyed. So therefore, l'chachil, you can't put truma in it at all in the first place. And the lach is going to be that, yes, you can put in chulin, but you may not put in truma because we don't want the truma to come to psul, to have to be destroyed.